Brilliance Audio presents A Single Swallow by Zhang Ling. Translated by Shelley Bryant. Performed by Arthur Morey, Adam Werner, Fyodor Chin, Tanya Eby, and Christopher Lane.
To all the names that remain unrecorded on monuments. William E. McMillan, or Mai Wei Li, or Billy. Or whatever. I have many names. Almost every time I meet someone, I get a new one. According to the birth certificate from the Good Samaritan Hospital in Cincinnati, my name is William Edward Sebastian DeRoyer McMillan. As far as I recall, my full name was used only 3 times during my life. First on my birth certificate, then on my application to the Boston University School of Medicine, and finally on my marriage certificate. No one ever actually called me by such an oversized, regal name. Even when I was 8 and stole a box of candy canes from the convenience store and the shopkeeper informed my father, he summoned me to his desk by calling me just William DeRoyer McMillan. That was the ultimate expression of his anger. Sometimes I tried to say my full name when I was alone, and if I could even manage to get the whole thing out, it took at least 2 breaths. My family and American classmates called me Billy, except my mother, who just called me B. I often felt my mother, a housewife who cared for a sick husband and 5 children, possessed the skills of a great mathematician, and was thus always able to reduce life's complex details to their simplest, most uncomplicated form, getting to the root of things in just 1 shot. When I was 25 and about to leave for China as a missionary, my parents gave me a Chinese name, Mai Wei Li, a transliteration of the first part of my surname and my given name. In my church, I was called Pastor Mai. The residents of nearby villages were much less respectful. The people who came every Wednesday for a free bowl of porridge called me Lao Zhou, a play on the Chinese word zhou, meaning porridge, and a common Chinese surname. It made me sound like an old man, even though I was only in my 20s. The people who came for medical care called me Mr. Mai to my face, but behind my back they called me Dr. Foreigner. Those who came for porridge or medicine far outnumbered those who came for prayer, but I wasn't discouraged. I believed that after they had partaken of the goodness of God, they would eventually consider the way of the Lord. I learned early on that spreading the gospel in China would depend on a good pair of legs, not just words. The legs upon which the gospel traveled were porridge and medicine. Of course, the school was important too.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?